So I go over here and I hit this button over here and I go back over to this page and I go to the top.
Oh boy, there's gonna get you ready for this ramp, boy. I can tell you.
This is a countdown to the Slade and Mason show countdown.
Have come up with this test so they can really blow you off for about 2.5 minutes.
Please sit
really
down as you relax to the countdown.
The country, feel like quack.
As we bring you the Slade and Mason show countdown. 25. To the here comes the countdown. The Slade and Mason show. 21. The countdown to the Slade and Mason show. 17. Stand by. 16. As we If you'd like to purchase a copy of the download of the countdown to the Slade and Mason show,
one.
Too late.
Oh, yeah.
Now broadcasting from the Dan Mason Studios,
like
deep in Hardy, Virginia, it's the Slade and Mason Show.
Here I come, Ma. I'm going to blow the whole tower up.
And already starting out dead.
Hi, I'm J.D. Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade and Mason show.
Not that anybody...
Before you go any further, I have to start this show with a sad news.
James Cagney is dead.
I put a cupcake in my bag 2 days ago, and now it's kind of...
I put a cupcake in my bag 2 days ago. In my backpack 2 days ago. It's looking sad.
Okay,
the mold is all the bad. 2 days ago, I put a cupcake. Cake in my back.
Okay.
You have to do the opening so I can eat this doggone thing.
By the way, little fact, James Cagney never watched a single frame of any of his films.
His argument was,
if the director's happy, I'm moving on.
Hey, you know what? Do the open, man.
This is the story of it. Well, good morning, boys and girls, and welcome to the Slade and Mason Show. This is, it's all about you and us. It's just like a radio program where we share with you news stories and things we see throughout the week. Get these guys mouthful of chewy deliciousness. It's basically our take on it. We're having a lot of fun here. We're bringing you along for the ride. You'd never hear this on the radio because, quite frankly, they're not allowed to have fun. It's the law. And so don't take it all too seriously. Enjoy. All the music is brought to you by Dana Music, unless we tell you otherwise. We have a picture from 2016 on Instagram, 2022 through Twitter. Go find them. If you're enjoying what you're listening to, or if you're sitting in your living room with a friend and you're filling up a couple of bowls, doing some doobies. Hey, man, enjoy it.
Yes, sir, that's what this show is made
that's
for.
That's what it's all about. And as always, we're brought to you by I See Something, I See Treats. We'll talk about that at the break. Now, Mr. Slade.
Yes.
I call you Mr. Slade because you're not a kid anymore. But that's Mr. Slade.
Right. I'm your elder, so I should be Mr. Slade.
Monsignor Slade. we won't go there either. So I ask you. Would you by chance? I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
I know you're a busy man and everything, and being on vacation that you are, we'll get into that. Would you by chance, I mean, I know you're busy, but would you by chance have a Sunday morning rant? Maybe. Pretty please.
Well, I'm so glad you asked.
I can hear this coming from a mile away, boys and girls.
Oh, yes, my buddy, you most certainly can. All right, folks. Halloween come and gone, and you know what that means. It's time for me to unleash a 5 to 7 minute rant about what comes next. And trust me, I'm about to snap and pop like a Halloween firecracker that's left out in the rain. First off,
yes,
it's always a bittersweet moment when Halloween ends. The spooky decorations, the creative costumes, the candy, and the general atmosphere of mysterious fun. It's like a magic spell that envelops us for a brief moment, and then poof!
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
But you know what really grinds my gears? It's the way we jump from Halloween straight into the holiday season faster than a witch on a broomstick. I mean, seriously, can we take a breath here? It's like society has a collective case of seasonal attention deficit disorder. We just put away the jack-o'-lanterns, and suddenly Christmas trees and Santa Claus are everywhere.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving, the oft-forgotten middle child of the holiday season, is squeezed in between, but it often gets overshadowed. It's as if we're in a race against time to celebrate the next big holiday to the point where it's exhausting.
Great.
Why can't we savor each holiday in its own time?
No.
No. Now, don't get me wrong.
Why?
And don't even get me started on the commercialization of it all. The stores were Halloween themed one day. The next, they're playing Christmas carols and displaying tinsel and ornaments. Like they're trying to warp the time-space continuum.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's all about selling. Buy this, buy that. Consumerism turns rampant. And then we're constantly bombarded with messages telling us what we should be buying and how we should be celebrating.
Mm-hmm.
But there is something else that really irks me about the post-Halloween times.
Mm.
It's the pressure to plan the perfect holiday season. You got to find the best deals on gifts, decorate your house like it's Santa's workshop, cook a feast that could rival Gordon Ramsay's. Oh, and let's not forget to capture those Instagram-worthy moments.
Ew.
The pressure is enough to make you want to scream louder than a ghost in a haunted house.
Hey, speaking of Instagram, don't forget to check out the picture from 2016 with the Slade and Mason Show. Go ahead.
I miss the days when the holiday season was about spending quality time with loved ones, reflecting on the year, or simply enjoying the joy and warmth of the season.
I'm not coming to your house.
Who had the biggest inflatable snowman on their front lawn, or who bought the most expensive presents?
Mm-hmm.
It was about the simple pleasures like sharing a meal, giving thanks, and spreading some genuine holiday cheer.
Mm-hmm.
So as Halloween gives way to the holiday madness, let's all take a deep breath. Let's remember that the best way to celebrate the season isn't through a mad dash to the nearest department store, but by cherishing the moments that we spend with the people we care about. Let's be mindful of the pressure to conform to the materialistic idea of the perfect holiday season and instead focus on what truly matters: love, laughter, and the simple joys of life. In the end, what comes next after Halloween is up to us. Now, we can choose to be swept away by the holiday frenzy or take a step back and appreciate the beauty of each season in its own time. So let's snap out of the commercial whirlwind, pop our heads above the chaos, and remember that the real magic of the holidays lies in the love and connection that we share with one another. And if that's a rant, guilty.
Okay. Well, and by the way, I'll go ahead and post on our website our Christmas list wish. JD will have his up in about 20 minutes. I'll get mine in about 35 minutes. And you can fill those out, and we can get those special gifts like right away. We promise we won't open them. It'll be okay. We'll be happy.
We need special gifts. Just remember,
we like lots of underwear. Need new underwear. That's what we all need. Men just need, it's an underwear thing. That's what works. It's just,
I go commando, man.
Oh, I don't want to know anymore.
Well, we can throw away that chair.
All right. Here we are. Here we are.
Oh, I can't wait to get into this one because I got questions.
All right. I got to share this story with you. Let me pull this up here. All right. So about, call it 4, 5, 6, 9 months ago, Microsoft decided, you know what? What do we need all these editors for? So they hired like over 800 editors in 2018. And just a short time ago, in the past couple of years, they started laying off all those editors. Because really, who needs all that? You know, I mean, we got AI. AI is wonderful. So here's what happened. So a couple of things. We'll just say Microsoft's in deep doo-doo because it's wonderful little robots decided it was going to issue a story where Biden was down in Maui empathizing with the locals and what was happening and accused him of falling asleep while standing there talking to the victims. Never happened.
But then, you see, unfortunately, because of the history of the man, it's a possibility.
But then,
that's McConnell.
Then in September, Microsoft republished a story about Brandon Hunter, the former NBA player who unexpectedly died at the age of 42. The headline said, "Brandon Hunter, useless at 42." Moving on. apparently, then in October, it republished an article that claimed that San Francisco supervisor Dean Preston had resigned from his position after criticism from Elon Musk. It never happened. Then it went on. There was a story from the... Where'd it go? Hold on. I'm gonna get this right. It was the Guardian. I think it was the Guardian. Here we go.
Yeah.
All right. So there's a woman who was found. I guess bledgeoned. She was 21-year-old woman, Lily James, in Sydney, Australia, and the AI decided, "Hey, quick poll: was this murder, accident, or suicide? What do you think?" I think AI has to take it back.
You know what I'm doing right now?
What are you doing right now?
I'm buffing my nails because, you know, this is some of the very things that I happened to be Chicken Little about months ago. And here's the other thing. Mm-hmm. I was listening to that radio station up north.
Coming up.
Sugary. Yeah. There is now moves in Congress. Because there are now congressmen who are starting to believe that AI could become a weapon of mass destruction.
Too late. It's already, that technology is available in GPT Chat 3.5, the free one. This past week, Biden signed an executive order. Did you guys hear about this? basically, it's any new AI that uses up, I couldn't use it. It was like 10 to the 27th power of a flip or something like that. I have no idea what a flip is, but people know what that is. Anytime,
yeah, I know. I do it all the time.
Yeah, that's what it is. Different. Anytime that comes on board and you're planning on releasing to this to the public, you now need to publish this as a paper, and you have to explain what safeguards you've taken into place, and you have to explain what has happened. And that is now an executive order, and the AI community is like, wait a minute, but we just want to release this crap. So, yeah, we just pull back the reins.
Meanwhile, AI is thinking, okay, well, we can get around that. Here's how we'll do it.
Oh, all right, so that's friend. Those are my
the
AI stories for the day.
Falling,
oh, it's fine.
You're not listening.
It's fine.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
everything's fine.
Less assuredness than he said. Listen to a show about 8 months ago. And it's like, you'll hear the difference with, oh, yeah, I'm not worried about it. I'm ready. I'm looking forward to it. Welcome to it. Now it's like, it's fine.
Everything's fine. It's fine. Hey.
Oh, boy. You just wait.
So I took my Tercel back to my mechanic because I said, hey, we just reconnected the exhaust and the exhaust came off again. And then we did the back connector that connected and then that came off and back. So I'm taking it back to you. So I got a phone call Friday about 3 o'clock from my mechanic. And he's like, hey, Dan. Yeah. This is Michael. Yeah. Michael, what's going on? Yeah. I've checked like 15 different part stores. I cannot get a part for your 94 Tercel. I need a 6-inch long, 1.5-inch. I'm going to be coming to get all the makers. I'm going to get it. I'm putting the keys in the ashtray. Come pick the car up.
You know, you have got one heck of a car when the mechanic says, here, take your keys and get out.
I give up. Yeah, they basically have given up on the Tercel. They can't fix it anymore. They can't get parts for it. A 30-year-old vehicle, it's garbage already? I don't understand. It's only 30 years old. What are they throwing in the hat already for 30-year-old vehicle? What if we all did that? My God, this America, isn't this unbelievable? I can't believe they would do this to me.
Hey, Dan, here's a question.
Yeah.
Now what you got to do?
Well, so what they recommend is I take it to a muffler shop and say, look, here's the connection. You do some welding. Talk to you later. That's what they recommend. So
I have another recommendation.
So that prompted me.
Insurance on it?
Yeah, I have insurance on it. Oh no, for restitution of the value of it. Yeah, I'll get 49 cents. Yeah.
I mean, but you're about to put another $300 or $400 into this thing, and that's just for that one piece.
One piece, yeah. We'll see. But that prompted me to hop the net and do a little searching, and I stumbled across
a 94 Tercel.
A 94 Tercel. No. No, it was a 2008 Camry with 139,000 on it, and I'm like, huh, that's pretty cool, $4,900, huh, what's going on here? So I got my little car, the one that works, and I drove over, and I go, hey, you have an 08 Camry? And he goes, yep. Cool. Let's do this. Let's take a look at it. So he hands me the keys. He walks me out. And he goes, here you go. It's manual transmission. I'm like, oh, it's not automatic. Because I was going to get another beater car for the kids. I'm like, oh, sugar frosted flakes. And he goes, what? It's manual. He goes, yeah, you know what? I probably get like 100 calls a day on this car. And they're all like, oh, it's manual, click. Oh, it's manual, click. Oh, it's manual, click. Because nobody knows how to drive manual anymore.
Yeah, well, why the fuck would you buy a manual transmission car except for the fact that they tell you, oh, I'll give you $500 off the price of the car.
Yeah, so I say, you know what? I'm here. Let me take it for a test drive. So I took it for a test drive. And all the gears change. It even has cruise control, which is weird. For a manual transmission?
Okay.
Yep. So I did a little research and I found out that there is a major issue with the 08 Camrys.
Tell me this guy didn't know that.
He did not know that. And he's like, oh, what's the major issue? I said, the automatic transmission, and we both looked at each other and went, ah, ha, 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 ha. So I bought the car. I bought the car. I bought an 08 Camry with 139,000 on it. Rides like brand new.
There was a guy years ago in the Charlottesville area, and we're going to call him Roy Jenick.
Okay.
You can go to Roy Jenick and get any kind of car you want. Just any kind of thing you want. All you got to do is get your car and get healed out. It looks like you were Roy Jenick.
No. I checked the car out first. So Yeah, so it's in the driveway. Now, the weird thing is...
How many vehicles are in the driveway now?
How many what?
How many vehicles are in the driveway now?
Well, I got the dead Corolla. I got the working Corolla. I have the new Camry. The Tercel is still at the mechanic. And Helen has the Sienna, so that's five. Now, I'll be getting rid of the dead Corolla.
You could take all five of those cars and make maybe one halfway car.
Nah. No, this is a nice little...
But now, wait a minute, but though you can nice now car. Sell the dead Tercel for scrap.
Well, here's the deal. I'm going to go find out what it's going to cost to get the exhaust fixed. If it's something reasonable, if it's only $150, great. If not, my son's friend wants that car. More than life itself.
$10,000.
I think he'd be willing to give me a couple grand for it. He wants it that badly.
I'm like, well, I tell you, now you know why I don't trust this generation for squat. You don't know how to bargain or negotiate. Well,
here's the deal. They're stupid easy to work on if you can find the parts. They're stupid easy.
Talk about the kid.
Hey, but you know what? You know what? Two things that were really weird. Virginia, when you buy from a dealer, they are now required to do a background check. Virginia law. They want to make sure you're not like a foreign national or a terrorist purchasing a vehicle. I'm like, okay. The other thing is this now has the best anti-theft device built into the car.
A Doberman Shepherd.
No, it's the manual transmission.
Oh, that's right.
Don't you? They don't know how to drive it. As a matter of fact, the guy who sold it to me, he says, you know, normally I pull the car up around front, but I don't know how to drive stick. And I said, okay, I'll go get it. It's all good.
Now, wait a minute.
He doesn't know how to drive stick.
Oh, this car. Okay, now this. Hey, listen, this is incredible. I'm going to tell you this story.
I bought it from a dealership. Hold up. I bought it from a dealership.
All right. One of my prior lives, I was a car salesman.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned all the tricks of the car trade. Mm-hmm. Boy, I tell you, and there's a bunch of them.
Yes.
Anyway, there was this woman who came on the car lot, and she was looking for a little truck.
Mm-hmm.
And we happened to have a little truck.
Nice.
Problem one, it was a standard transmission.
Nah.
She couldn't drive stick. I didn't take her out for a test drive because guess what? I couldn't drive stick either.
Useless.
I mean, it's like my dad, when I was 14, took me out in a 1966 Rambler. It was a stick shift. Oh. And he was going to teach me how to drive. And here's what we heard a lot of. Until my dad said, stop! And that was the last lesson in standard driving. Mm-hmm. So I actually got this lady bought.
No.
I sold her this car.
No.
She needed to come and pick it up the next day, and she was off the lot, and I had my commission.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, here's the thing. So when she came back with her brother to pick up the car, I would have gotten away with the perfect crime if she hadn't opened her mouth and said, well, I can't drive a stick, but my brother says he'll help me. The sales manager turned and looked at me.
He says, you rock.
He said, well, you know what? I believe we might be able to help you out there because I'm sure that the salesperson will be glad to take you out riding and give you a test drive. So then it's like, and JD, I'd like to see you in my office before you do that. I go into his office. And he goes,
slaps you on the back and says, "My, you're amazing."
First, what the hell were you thinking selling this woman a stick when she couldn't drive it? Number two, you can't drive a stick either. Yeah. What the hell were you thinking?
Uh-huh.
And number three,
sale.
Good job. You got her to sign the papers.
That's what I would have thought. He'd just say on a flat. My former, one of her bosses had like all four of his kids with him
in his family van, what the heck it is, like a big huge minivan. SUV, whatever it was, right? And so he was thinking about upgrading it, getting a bigger SUV, right? Because he's got the four kids. The car dealership talked him into getting like a two-seated Miata. And he's got all his kids with him. He buys the car and he's like, what are we going to do with the kids? He goes, oh, I'll drive them home for you. Because he did a trade-in as well. So he has...
So he's going to take the kids and his trade-in to his house while he goes with this two-seater.
Yeah. Now he's got a two-seater and no way of transporting the kids around. What a maroon.
So, now let me finish my story here. So
go.
I didn't know how to drive a stick.
I know.
So it's like that afternoon, I went out in the lot and I got the truck and I started practicing. You know, again, it's like 10 miles shift, 15 miles shift. 20-mile shift.
Yeah.
And then it's like, so, but you realize the town of Orange, right?
All hills.
You know, when you're going up Madison Road, Main Street, it is like one very steep adventure.
And then you roll back.
And of course, if you can't keep it going, guess what? Click, you're out. Then you got, all right. After doing that a few times, I finally got the test drive done. And she ended up having her brother take the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the bad part. Oh, 2 days later, she went to the Chevy dealership and traded it in.
Oh.
So you know how upside down she was when she got ready to trade it in?
That's a her thing. That's not a you thing.
Like I said, hey, I provided her with transportation. But, you know, that was the worst thing I've ever done as a salesperson. And I didn't feel any regret because the check spent.
Dude. You sold a product the customer wanted. It had a feature in it that they weren't familiar with. And, you know, and that's now, to be fair, I didn't just buy this and said, I'm just going to buy it. I did reach out to the kids and I said, look, here's the deal. I'm going to get this manual transmission vehicle. It's not an automatic. You're going to have to learn how to drive stick. Are you cool with that? And they're like, yeah, we're good. Okay. Then it's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Now, Dan, I'm going to put this bug in your ear.
Yeah, go ahead.
My late girlfriend's father had a Ranger stick ship.
Ford Ranger, yes.
And my Sable had blown up. So he gave me his Ranger to drive.
Mm-hmm.
I've already explained to you my experience. I'm driving a stick.
You're good at it. Yeah.
I drove it for, I think it was about 3 weeks, and the transmission had to be replaced.
Ooh.
So, you know, again, I'm just telling you, you know, if you like the car, don't let the kids get a hold of it. If you don't care, go ahead and let them drive, because within 6 months, you'll need a transmission.
Well, we'll see about that. We'll see.
All right. I got one sad bit of news here. It's like, today.
You know, this is supposed to be fun and happy. Why are you making sad stuff?
But one of the most lovable characters in television history passed this past week.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Ooh. I mean, it's like an immortal character, one that you will never, ever forget. I'm talking about Richard Mall.
Oh, no.
Yes, best known as his role as Bull the Bailiff in Night Court.
Oh.
Passed away at the age of 80.
Bummer.
Here's the thing. Now, if you take a look, you know, Night Court has been rebooted.
Yeah.
And John Larroquette is the only member of the original staff because everybody else is dead. Gone.
Yep, I know. Except so, Marcy. You know, Marcy's still around. Marcy's still around.
No, she is not
either.
Did
she pass away?
Yes, she's gone too.
Oh, my gosh.
So, like I say, it's might have been a danger to be on Night Court.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it's like,
all right. Oh my.
Well, on that happy note, we'll be right back.
Yeah, because I'm gonna talk to you about the newest TikTok trend in a bit.
Oh, great! Sadly. We'll talk about that later.
You'll love it.
And I gotta talk about this. And I gotta talk about that. And I gotta talk about that. This. Oh, this is a good story.
Oh, yeah.
We'll do this one.
This one too.
No. That was done yesterday.
Okay, let's not do that.
What about that one?
Today in history, November 5th, 1605. In what's referred to as the Gunpowder Plot, we see Guy Fawkes is arrested. Found during a search of the Palace of Westminster foils Robert Casby's plot to destroy the House of Lords and all within it. Sounds more like a Bruce Willis movie. 1743. Coordinated scientific observations of the transit of Mercury are organized by Joseph Nicolaus Delius. Of course, transporting Mercury is kind of dangerous and a little bit expensive. So, what, Freddie? What? The liquid Mercury. No, the liquid Mercury. Oh, the planet. Oh, supply. Never mind. 1895. George B. Sledden is granted the first U.S. patent for an automobile. Wouldn't you be rather riding a sledden? I guess that didn't work. 1937. Adolf Hitler holds a secret meeting and states his plans for acquiring a living space for the German people. I wonder what that means. And finally, 2007. China's first lunar satellite, Chang'e 1, goes into orbit around the moon. Main objective, to study three-dimensional objects, probe the surface for helium-3, check the solar winds if there are any reported there at that level, and check for the presence of 14 elements, such as potassium, uranium, oxygen, silicon, magnesium, chromium. Oh, great, they're cornering the market on that, too. I'm Dan Mason, and that's November 5th.
When you're out on the road and you want something good to eat, and you don't want to waste no goddamn time, you want some food fast, tasty, cheap, come on down to Brimley's, where we only got five things. We got soda pop, we don't even got no diet, so don't even fucking ask. We got the best goddamn chicken sandwich you ever had, and we got a cheeseburger that's second to none. That leaves us with two more items for our menu. Cause remember, we only got five things. That leaves us with French fries. Crispy, delicious, moist on the inside, and lots of goddamn salt. What could that fucking fifth item be? How about the best goddamn macaroni and cheese you ever fucking put in your mouth? That's right. Ripley's only got five things. Soda, chicken sandwich, a cheeseburger, French fries, mac and cheese. And don't ask us for a goddamn salad. And don't ask for a goddamn diet soda. And if you don't like the cheese, we'll fucking peel it off, because we ain't doing no special orders. They's all getting cheese on them. And if you want condiments, we got ketchup, mayonnaise, mustard, relish, and diced onions. Help your goddamn self, because we're not here to serve you. We're here to serve you.
Come down to Brimley's. Brimley's, really good food.
Damn good food.
Now available in 28 great locations.
Thank you. Give it up. Give it up.
And now, for reasons I can't even explain, we return you now to the Slade and Mason Show.
Hi, I'm J.D. Slade.
I'm Dan Mason,
and this is the Slade and Mason Show.
So, that was... What, you know, when I'm listening to it, I feel it's like a Leon Schlesinger cartoon in the background. And the guy dropping off. One year dunking your donut. All right, that was Scooty to live water. All right. When you dunk a donut, don't it make anyway, six jumping jacks. That is in commemoration of today being National Donut
Dunkin'
Day.
Donut Day.
Donut Day, yes. I wonder if Dunkin' Donuts can do anything today. I don't know. It's interesting. But
I tell you what, the Dunkin' Donut that we've got here, boy, it has the driest donuts. Woo!
I refer that style of music. would you call that Dixieland music or washboard music? I feel like the main instrument's a washboard going. When you're dunking donuts and you're in your room.
I tell you what, you started my vacation on a very funny note. Thank you so much, my friend.
That was so funny. Whew. All right, this portion of the Slade and Mason Show for the remainder will be brought to you by I See Something, I See Treats.
What's that?
I don't know. Let me look
it
up.
Goes good with that too.
See Something, I See Treats is my buddy Sheila and her husband Al have this beautiful big red food truck, but it's not packed with Snicker bars and it's not filled with greasy hot dogs and hamburgers. No, instead, what she's decided to do is she's got these two big Italian ice shredding machines and they slowly rotate along these big, huge 5-pound chunks of pure ice. And it creates a snowfall. And then it falls into this awaiting goblet where Al very carefully shapes it. And then he puts the flavors on top. And then, and maybe it's something that'll go crunch when you bite down, like gummy worms you could put there and they instantly freeze up. So lots of different flavors. There's, I think, like over 50 different flavors and flavor combinations that they offer. Again, my favorite is the pina colada. I could suck that down all day long. And maybe one day I'll go down and have the pina colada and pour some rum on top. Yeah, baby. There you go.
And then you watch the party get lively.
And then I watch the party live. And then I'll fall asleep and I'll wait for it to pass over and then I can have it. But anyway, if you have a birthday party, a corporate event, a fundraiser, or something like that, and you need something kind of special, give them a call at 804-617-8827. Again, 804-617-8827. They are there for you. I think she's still running a little bit right now, but I think we're getting close to shutdown date. So you may have missed it for the year, but you can give them a call. Again, 804-617-8827. Or you can visit their website at www.iceysomethin.
Leave off the G for goodness sake.
ICEY.com. really, it's a special, special treat. It's not like you're thinking the crunchy stuff where they just, you know, crunch up the ice cubes and then slather in some flavorings. It's even smoother than a slushy. I know it seems not possible, but it is smoother than a slushy. It's not melted water. It's not like a drink or something like that. It is a tremendously wonderful treat. So
it is a glistening treasure for your palate.
Ooh, dang, that was good. You can also check them out on Instagram and Facebook, or you can even email them at icsomethingic@gmail.com, or give them a call at 804-617-8827. Again, 804-617-8827. So get yourself a pen, 804-617-8827. Again, one last time, 804-617-8827.
You'll be glad you did.
There you go. All right. So we were going into the and you wanted to share something new and exciting. All right, what do you got?
You know, it's like, yeah, see, I do all my research for these programs every week. And of course, I cannot get
yes,
over this.
What?
Here it is. We just had Halloween, right?
Yes.
You're gonna have candy around. I heard a story on that station up north. They actually have a story telling you how long you can keep that Halloween candy and how long it's going to last. All right. Well, here is a dentist who gives you the real grit of their business. And here's why. Let's see. WTOV says that a West Virginia dentist is advising children to eat all their Halloween candy in one sitting.
Wow.
Mason believes that eating candy all at once reduces the amount of time teeth are exposed to sugar. Parents were troubled by the advice, with one saying, "That's crazy. I don't want my child to have a sugar overload." Which is not only that, but there is an ulterior motive. Mm-hmm. Because even though it's quickly getting in there, there are still going to be lots of, you're in West Virginia, remember?
Yes.
And you're going to have lots of sugar residue, and that means lots of cavities, and that means that Dr. Mason's going to really pay for her summer vacation.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Come on down there. We got the candy. You know, when I went to my local dentist when I was a kid, they'd give out lollipops after you got your teeth cleaned up. What the heck?
Like I said, now, and then there are other dentists who say, okay, here, we'll tell you what, we'll give you toothbrushes for your candy. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. This is $20 worth of candy. You're going to give me a $1.99 toothbrush? Kids are not stupid. Stop it.
They will chuck that stuff.
All right. I got one more.
All right.
I got one more big story here. Mm. I told you I was talking about this earlier. SWPs rule the world. There's a new TikTok trend.
Oh, yeah. We can mention that.
It actually has men hitting their faces with hammers. Now, Futurism says that a recent TikTok trend called bone smashing involves young men hitting their faces with hammers in order to look more masculine.
Wow.
All right, wait a minute. Now, doctors warn it's not only dangerous, but also ineffective. Some videos related to the trend come with warning. Now, I'm sorry. Look, I consider myself a reasonable man with fairly good senses in my head. But there is no way that anybody is going to tell me, hey, JD, hit yourself in the face with a hammer.
Okay. Boink, 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 boink.
Now, you know, the thing of it is of course, it will change your facial structure, because when you go hitting yourself with a hammer, bumps are going to show up everywhere.
You'll be bruised. So, you're looking nasty.
What in the world can people be thinking if they think that this is entertaining? I know I'm entertained by it, because I think it's funnier than all hell that they're actually doing such stupid stuff.
People aren't dumb.
We've been waiting for this one for years, Dan.
Hammers. To the head.
No.
That's great.
The New York Post says that a new drink called Safety Shot claims to sober up people in less than an hour.
Uh-huh.
The government is expected to launch in time for the holidays. Now, Safety Shot's CEO, Brian John, says that this drink also prevents hangovers.
Mm-hmm.
The drink allegedly reduces one's blood alcohol level within 30 minutes, using all natural vitamins and minerals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And you know, just as we are a society, you realize that there are going to be thousands of people who are going to just get as drunk as they can, falling down saying, "Oh,
Christopher, I took a safety shot. I'm fine to drive.
If it drops your blood level by, what is it? They're saying less than a sober people less than an hour. No. I mean, but the thing of it is, what good is it if you are, you get your levels? Well, number one, you're already four times over the legal limit. So if you drop it down half, you're still over the legal limit.
Well, here's the deal. Short of maybe doing like activated carbon and swallowing that as pills, which they do. And I think Russia tried to do samples of that way back when. It's still in your system. As soon as you drink alcohol, your stomach is really, really flipping good at stripping away the alcohol and pushing into your bloodstream. So there's no way to do it. This is all.
Oh, yes. Yes, there is.
It's all. Yeah.
It's the way I do it. It's the way I do it. Don't drink.
Okay. Boom. Well, or there's the other way. There's the other way of doing it. You can get yourself sober in less than an hour. Guaranteed. Now.
How's that?
So let's say you're Keith Richards. Okay. And you have access to 6 pints of blood. What they do is they drain out the bad stuff and put the good stuff in. That is the only way it works, boys and girls. It cannot be done any other way. Stop it. I'm sick and tired of it. There are no magic pills. Just.
It is just like the diet industry. There are no magic elixirs. You got to put in the work in order to get the results.
Speaking of which...
All right, ladies and gentlemen, putting in the work. You know we are the fattest nation in the world. And the reason, you know why?
Because sugar.
It's not Dan's fault. It's not my fault. It is the food industry's fault because they continue to funnel garbage to throw in our system. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you about some of it. The Fast Food Post says, I didn't realize there was a paper called Fast Food Post. Hi, DiGiorno is offering a new Thanksgiving pizza. The pie has a Detroit-style crust and is topped with mozzarella cheese, cheddar cheese, turkey, sweet potatoes, cranberries, green beans, and gravy.
Wait. Does it come with a garbage bag?
It sells for $11.23 and no garbage bag included. Ooh. All right. Let's see. Hey, listen, you start feeling sorry for those fast food restaurants, you won't have to hear this one. The New York Post says McDonald's revenue jumped by 14% in the latest quarter due to price increases. Now, some restaurants are now charging as much as $18 for a Big Mac combo meal.
Idiots.
Customers have expressed frustration over the rising prices, with many saying that fast food is no longer worth the cost. It never has been, ladies and gentlemen. Yep. It was just going to put something in your belly.
Yep.
Hyperbeast says McDonald's is teaming up with Crocs for a new clog. That's where they'll put all those profits. The Mickey D's Crocs features McDonald's signature colors and charms of their iconic mascot. The clogs will cost $75. Whoa, they call me a robber. All right. A new study by Tetra Pak reveals that 54% of people would be willing to change their diet to contribute to a better world. Liars, if you want to do that, do it now. Inspired Stories says Baskin Robbins has a new Thanksgiving-inspired flavor called Turkey Day Fixin'. Oh, God, I'm afraid this is... It combines sweet potato and autumn spice ice cream with honey cornbread pieces and swirls of cranberry sauce. The ice cream is available for a limited time, thank God.
I think you put some gherkin pickles in there.
License Global says Crocs is celebrating the holidays with a new line of candy inspired by the movie Elf. The new offerings include Buddy the Elf maple syrup candy, Cane's Swirly Twirly Gumdrop, and Candy Cane Forest Mellow Cream Candy. God. All right, and for you, Dan, I did this one. WINS, the Good Guys of New York, says Blue Moon Beer has announced the release Blue Moon Thanksgiving Seasoning. The two-pack seasonings include the Blue Moon Zesty Seasoning for savory dishes and the Blue Moon Pie for a sweet treat. The seasonings can be purchased for $11.26, beer not included. But there is another reason why we are the fattest nation in the world.
There we go, yeah. disgusting. Just disgusting.
Yeah, I can say, hey, get ready, boy, because it's gonna get better over the next 4 weeks. Oh, Jesus! The next 7 weeks are gonna be the most disgusting of the year.
It used to be, you'd say it's beginning to look a lot. Now it goes, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Everywhere we go. I mean, you know, I tell you what. Listen, years ago, you know, after I lost a leg, I took a look at myself, and it's like, and I thought, no, sir, we're not gonna end up becoming this big blob. So I work really hard to not eat things that are gonna put extra pounds and give me man boobs.
Speaking of eating, this is becoming a new trend, and it's really starting to tick me off. And I think we talked about this. So for my son's birthday, ordered from his favorite restaurant, and at the checkout, it automatically has a tip built into it. You're getting paid substantially. Why am I supposed to tip you as well?
Whoa.
No. This is not a restaurant like sit down. This is think of like a McDonald's. You walk into it's a service type of place where you just walk up.
You're getting paid minimum wage anyway. So.
Yeah, you're going to get paid anyway. And then they have an offering for tips. Look, stop holding your hand. Look, if you want extra money, I want to see you over by the mall with a card in front of you saying, living out of the back of my house's car, man, need some cash, and walk up and down. Okay. Do it like everybody else. Now, also, I have a continuing story on my passport. Okay. Oh, yeah. Now, as you know, I did get a 1-year passport. I told you that. Okay. Here's the problem. I need to get an actual, what's called a long form birth certificate. So I filled out all the paperwork, put in my credit card, sent off the thing, front and back of my driver's license. Boom, off we goes. Rejected. I said, what the, still missing documented information. And then I started to think about it. I said, oh crud, my driver's license has, and apparently people freak out when they see it, has my PO box as my address. That you were able to do back in 2016. You can't do that now. It has to have a physical address.
And mine still has it. So I have the old driver's license.
Right. So everything I have has the PO box, but they need the actual physical address. So now I have to scramble and find documents that have my address on it that I can then forward.
Go and then get the post office. They've got them.
Well, here's the other tricky thing. You ready for this one? The post office. Now you need to, if you want to do a change of address, you have to show two forms of ID. And you have to schedule and go down and talk to the post office and fill out the form in front of them and then show your ID and make sure it's actually you. Because apparently people are filling out forms that are being sent to send other people to different addresses. And then that's another scammy thing that's going on.
Dan, yeah. You're not asking for a change of address.
I know.
You're just asking for them to verify, because if you got a bill for your post office box, that's it.
I know. I'm just saying.
But there again, scared. So did you send that off?
Well, I'm doing that this afternoon. But now, also, I woke up this morning, went downstairs.
In love this morning. I woke up in love this morning. Sorry.
Oh, my God.
I'm just
God.
A musical genius.
Well, you're something. Anyway, so I woke up this morning, and I looked at the clock, and I went, wait a minute. How is it possible that I have to start the Slade and Mason show in less than 30 minutes? Something's not right here. I feel like I've been, that's why I got a good night's sleep last night. Oh, yes. So, yes, this was daylight wasting time saying goodbye, and now daylight saving time saying hello. So
now, let me just see, here's where I get cross.
Okay.
Because I was listening to that station up north again, mm-hmm. and they were doing a story about this very thing, time changes. And it's like, and they got to talking to the man on the street, and he's like, man, I'll tell you what, I just hate it because it's like, man, now it's like I go to work and it's dark, and I come home and it's dark. Hey, buddy, welcome to my world. Mm-hmm. As a morning guy, I'm out there on the street at 3:30 in the morning.
Yep.
So it's dark. Nowhere on this planet is it light at 3:30 in the morning. Oh, no, maybe up north, way up north. So, but, I mean, the thing with this, quit whining. It's like my body clock doesn't change because all I did was when I got home yesterday after I finished in here, I went back and set all my clocks back, and I settled and went on with my day. And when 5:30 came along, my body said, oh, yeah, it must be 5:30. Time to go to bed. And I did.
That reminds me.
You just watch. Tomorrow, there's going to be more people griping and whining about, oh, man,
I can't believe I hate that time change. It ruins my body. Oh, it's such a blah, blah, blah.
Well, you know what? Guess what? Get ready for it in 4 months because it's changing again.
Well, that's why I did that spot on the Andy Rooney doing the daylight savings time, remember?
Yes, sir.
Don't you think?
Yeah. That's a great
stuff.
That
was good stuff there, Brad. But that was, that kind of tripped me up a little bit. And it was weird because I put my phone down and I set my alarm and it said, I'll be waking you up in 8 hours and 10 minutes. I'm like, 8 hours and 10 minutes? It's late, man. How's that possible? It can be done. I went to bed and didn't think about it. So, by the way, this is the quintessential clickbait. All right. I'm on YouTube. You know, I'm looking stuff. I'm looking about AI and what have you. And of course, they send me all these feeds. All right. This is the actual title of the video. And mind you, this is from I won't name the name of it, but it's a large educational facility in England. Okay.
Oh, you would not be in Oxford.
Anyway, here's the title. Here's the title of the video. Einstein's unknown equation. Those are just three words. It's clickbait, obviously, but here's the deal. If it's Einstein's unknown equation, the only person who knows it
is Einstein.
And
he's long gone.
He is not talking these days. So,
but wait a minute. Mm-hmm. According to Dan Mason, he can solve that problem.
Apparently, yes. But if it's an unknown equation, then it's unknown. But if it's a known equation, then it should be called Einstein's known equation, not his unknown equation, which would be unknown.
I hate to sound stupid, but you know, Einstein is so overrated. He really is.
Well,
very few people even knew what in the world he was talking about. So, you know,
well,
remember, this is the guy who worked in the patent office. It's not a way to steal information. So.
But no, this was time dilation in relationship to space. And he observed that space would be bent because of gravity and time.
And I'll bet you put a $10 billion telescope up there, we could watch this.
We did. You can actually see gravity moving light. It's really pretty cool. But
he made my life much better.
also, I was walking through the parking lot of Wally World and minding my own business, taking my cart over. And there was this guy walking back and forth. He had a pocket protector on. He's got pens in his pocket. Huh?
Was his name Lee?
No. I didn't say waddling back and forth. I said walking back and forth. You are going straight there, man. No forwarding address. So anyway, the guy looked like he was needing help or something. So, I kind of slowed down. And I said, everything okay? And he goes,
oh, yes. Hey, I was wondering if you'd like to join me to go to church tomorrow. And I went, oh, I gotta go.
Boy, you talk about putting up that crucifix in front of you, man.
Well, dude, I got some devil worshiping to do tomorrow. I gotta get back to you on that one, all right?
Hi, I'm J.D. Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade Mason Show.
All right, well.
But you gotta let me have this moment here. Because, number one, you know, you and I are both good Catholics. And so this past week, we celebrated All Saints and All Souls Day, the 1st and 2nd of November. Hey, happy All Saints and Souls Day to you, brother.
Merry Christmas.
Things to worry about this week. Listen, big doings. If you value your freedom, the one freedom that we have is the one we least take advantage of, and that is the ability to vote. You've got the ability to do so, and if you refuse to do so, then I don't want to hear you bitching about the way things went. Tuesday's election day, make the best of it. And Saturday.
That's right.
There were thousands of men and women who have paid the ultimate price because freedom is not free. And of course, Veterans Day is coming up, and I certainly hope that you will remember to thank a vet for their service and remember why you're going to have that, you know, that big picnic on Saturday.
Now, when you do the vote, it's spelled DanMayson. Don't forget the Y.
That's right. Don't make it just S-O-N.
It's got to be Dan Mason. So vote early, vote often. Say goodbye, Mr. Slade. Goodbye, Mr. Mason. Have a great week off. See you next week when your week over is over, when your comic week is over, you can't have a week anymore.
Should have just been staying on the